Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, I shall introduce our podcast. So this is the Mum and Mama podcast. We are two amazing, fabulous ladies, and we're going to talk to you today about our life.
Oh.
Well, no, that won't take 45 minutes. That'll take about 25 years. Longer in Amy's case. Oh, she's back.
I'm back.
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Harry. How are...
So today we're just a catch-up, aren't we?
COVID catch-up. After the summer is over, but it looks like everything's going to go tits up again.
I was going to say, why did you say the word COVID?
Oh, well.
COVID. It's like a dirty word, isn't it?
It is like a dirty word.
It is. But like we really, really hope that you enjoy, because I know that lots of people love our little chats.
Yes.
They love it. They love it. So, yeah, we'll probably ramble on about a load of shit. Amy's boobs will probably present themselves at some stage.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I know what we've got to talk about. We've got to talk about your new tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I've got a new tattoo. Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go around the houses. We'll tell you what we've been doing. We've been doing a lot. Because now, really, we won't be doing anything, really. Now, probably until next year.
No.
Christmas has been cancelled.
Oh.
Cancelled Christmas.
Oh.
Fucking boffin Boris, isn't it?
We'll talk about that later.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so enjoy.
Yes, enjoy. Hit us up.
And hit us up. Don't hit us, but hit us up.
Yeah.
Safe. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Work.
Welcome to the Mum and Mama Pod.
Welcome to the Mum and Mama Pod
cast. So, your hosts for today are...
Amy Bullman.
And Harry Chapman. Or Harry for short. How are you, Ames?
I am okay. I'm okay.
You've been at the gym for like 7 hours today.
I've been at the gym. I've done two classes today.
Yeah,
because
you've booked up all the spaces.
I've booked up all the spaces. Well, I'm very limited on when I can go. So I was just I'm just going to go when I can go. And I'm a bit worried about what's going to happen in the future. Plus, I put on 2 kilos.
I know, I've put on, though, to be honest.
Have you?
Shall I tell you when I put it on, though? Shall I tell you when I put it on?
Yeah.
When the gym opened, and I knew it would happen. Yeah. So I was like so good for so long.
Yeah.
And then I think I just, I've just lost my mojo a bit for exercise.
Well,
I'm a bit like, I'm over it. I don't like getting to the gym, doing all that. It's just, I'm struggling with it.
It's, I suppose it's hard because we've been through such a strange experience, and exercise was one thing that really helped us, wasn't it? Like, we really, like, yeah. Every morning we were up doing the classes online and
still doing it.
It was our socialising. Well, yeah, we are still doing it, but I guess we did do a lot. So I suppose it's understandable that to kind of be a bit like, do you know what, I'm knackered.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, like you're right, trying to sort out the childcare, trying to get to school, trying to work, trying to exercise. Now it's all become, I thought it would be easier, but it's, I'm finding like my life is kind of, it's all bleeding into one.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure like where one thing starts and another thing ends. It's like, I'm really struggling a little bit. And it's only like week one of school, really.
Yeah.
They only went last Thursday, didn't they? So, you know, I know it'll take time and we'll get there, but it's like...
How are you finding the school run?
That's fine, to be honest. I actually really like taking Idris to school.
Yeah.
And I've got him in the after-school club. But it does make me laugh because it's like you've got all these measures in school and you know, our school is, I think it's absolutely brilliant. But what makes me laugh is when you go to drop them off or collect them, there's like these bottlenecks of groups of people.
Yeah.
And there's like no social distancing.
Yeah.
Everybody's breathing on each other. Everybody's spitting. Yeah. Everybody's smoking. Everybody's like having a catch up. You know what I mean? And it's like, so where's the kind of idea? It's all a bit bonkers.
None of it makes sense. It's like where our school is, we're on a main road and we can't go into the school to drop the kids. We have to wait outside on the very small, tight pavement, which is on a main road. So you can't stand in the road. You can't. And our school's got three forms a year. So that's 90 parents, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all... It doesn't really make sense. I understand that they have to bring some kind of measures into, or guidelines in, or whatever the fuck they're trying to call it to. Yeah. But it doesn't really make sense for, I think, our school. I think we should just be able to take them in, drop them off. We'd have more, that we'd probably be further away from people in a massive playground than we are on a small pavement.
I know. And the strange thing is, when you go to collect them, you go into the school.
Yeah. But the only good thing about it is, I was a bit worried about Juno going back, because I had some trouble with Juno. She's quite clingy. Because I'm such a wonderful mum, she obviously wants to be with me all the time. So I was a bit worried that she might... Obviously, because we've had 6 months, we've been in each other's pockets, haven't we, for 6 months.
She's had enough of you, Amy. She can't fucking wait to get rid of you.
I knew that she was a bit, because she's been a bit more cuddly, because she has recently been, you know, quite like, she's a grown-up now. But where we don't take them in, I think that was always caused a lot of anxiety, when we used to go in and stand in the playground and then wait for, you know, for them to be able to go into class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas now we just get to the school and she goes in on her own. So that is actually, it's done me a favour. Because
it has, and I think that needs to happen because she's going to be 7 soon, and I think you know, it's quite good for you to see that she's comfortable going into the school. She's happy coming, like she's happy doing that role for herself rather than it being facilitated by you. Which is, I think, it's like quite a worry. Then you start to think, why, you know. Because when she's in there, she's fine.
Oh, she's fine. You know? And she has been going in fine. She was a bit the other day. She was like, oh, I don't want to go. But I think that was literally because she just wanted to come home and watch TV. Not because of missing me. I think it's literally just... I mean, they've had the life of Riley, haven't they, for the last however long. Was sitting around.
Well, your kids have. Well. Mine hasn't. Mine's been working. Mine's been learning times table, Amy. Mine's been reading. But like Idris wasn't well this morning.
Yeah.
He like woke up and he was like, I don't want to eat. I've got a bad stomach. And I was like, right, okay, no problem. And I did sit some Weetabix next to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh. And I was like, okay, no problem. We'll just get you in the bath, see how you feel. And he was like, so can I stay at home? And I was like, well, if you haven't eaten, then obviously I can't send you to school.
Yeah.
I said, but you know, just to let you know that... yeah, there's no TV, there's no iPad, there's no computer.
Yeah.
He said, so what am I supposed to do then? I said, well, if you're sick, you stay in bed.
Yeah.
I stay in bed, he said. Yeah, he said, that's like going to grandma's house. She's got no TV. I said, well, them is the rules, Idris. So I said, I'll leave you for half an hour and I'll come back up and check if you're all right. Anyway, about 40 minutes later, he came down. I said, oh, Mum, I'm so hungry. Have you got anything to eat? And I was like, yeah, you wheat bix. He goes, oh, can I have something else? I said, yeah, okay. Two bowls of Cocoa Pops, I might add. Because I wanted to make sure he was not sick.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, you know, give you the choice. He went for the Cocoa Pops. So clearly he was fine. Yeah. And then he said, right, I want to go to school now.
Oh, wicked.
Okay. Yeah. And actually, the school were really good. They were like, does he need his temperature taken? I said, oh, you're welcome to do it.
Yeah.
They went, oh, no, he looks fine.
Oh, yeah, so that's interesting. So when I was going to ask you, like, when you phoned this morning and said that he wasn't feeling well, were they then fine for you to take him in later? They weren't like, no, you've got to keep him off for 48 hours.
No, because they asked me what his symptoms were, and I said, obviously, he's got stomach cramps. Yeah. He doesn't want to eat, which is the truth.
Yes, yeah.
And they said, has he got a... Oh, my work phone! You're going to all have to hear this. Sorry. Yeah, no, they said, oh, has he got a temperature? And I said, no, I checked his temperature. They said, has he had any medication? I said, no, he's had no medication. And they said, oh, what do you think it is? And I said, I really don't know. So I said, what do you want me to do? Like, what would your advice be? And they said, just keep an eye on him. And, you know, if he's okay, bring him to school.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll phone you in an hour. And if he's fine, I'll bring him in. So, and then... when I got to the door, she said, have you taken his temperature again? I said, yeah, he's got no temperature. She said, has he been sick? And I said, no, he's not been sick. And is he? And she said, oh, you're ready to go then.
Brilliant.
Fine. I was like, wicked. Oh, look, now I'm getting emails left, right and centre. But, yeah, no, I guess that the school sickness is going to start.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's the time of year. Like, my two are always really sick this time of year. So it's going to be interesting to see how many kids are then off. But because I was wondering how they were going to do it. Like, obviously because of the whole COVID thing. But I think if your kid is showing symptoms and you keep them home and you get them tested, and then obviously if that's positive, then...
Yeah, but there are symptoms. Like, if they have a temperature, obviously, that's one symptom, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they've got, like, if they've been sick or got cramps, obviously, that, I mean, it's not just the cough in children. Yeah. It's the sickness and, you know. So, I guess I'd go on all of the symptoms and just being kind of aware. I did say to the school, I don't want to put you in any, any difficult position. She was like, oh, no, you know, everybody's being really sensible. And
yeah.
I was like, well, that's great. I liked it because it's not like a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you've got to keep him
home. Yes.
Like, I'm not testing him.
Yeah.
I'm not testing him unless he's got symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to discriminately test him every 5 seconds because then you look like you're bonkers. Yeah. Then you just get into that panic. And I think you then panic your child
if
you keep testing them. And I know people that have tested... at least 7 times.
Shut up, really?
Nope, I know quite a few people have continually tested. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's panic setting.
It is panic, and also because the symptoms do seem to be so varied, and they can be like really serious or really not that, you know, they can be quite mild, can't they? So I suppose if you're anxious and you get a bit paranoid and you get it in your head, then I suppose it is.
You will start... Yeah, but then, you know, kids get sick. Kids get sick from school.
Kids do.
He just hasn't been sick for a whole 9-10 months.
Yeah.
He has not been sick.
Yeah.
He doesn't get sick. So it's like you've got to differentiate between COVID sickness and just bugs and yucky stuff that goes wrong. Yeah. I asked Idris, how many times do you wash your hands? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, is it more than once? He goes, well, it depends on how many times I go to the toilet. I said, oh, so you do wash your hands when you go to the toilet?
Yeah.
He said, sometimes. Sometimes. I was like,
Lola's told me that I've got to buy them hand sanitizer because they have to queue to wash their hands all day. So if you have your own little hand sanitizer, then you can just use that. So I think they are washing their hands quite a lot.
No, they don't wash it with soap. They just put their hands in the water and take it out again. That's what they class as washing hands.
What?
They just got that's cold water as well. So
what's the point? What's the point?
I mean, obviously, this is what Idris tells me, so it's like, okay. I never know what Idris tells me, whether he tells the truth or not. Fucking sends me round the houses with the information he tells me.
Is he pleased to be back at school, anyway, though? Is he enjoying
it? Yeah, he's loved it. Anyway, enough of COVID school shitty chat. Tell us about your tattoo, Miss Amy.
I got my boobs tattooed to make them look better.
Yeah.
My theory was... if I had something nice on them and around them, it might distract from the fact that they're a bit shit. So rather than have them done, because I don't really want to have them done, I struggle with the whole morality of plastic surgery because I'm like, in a world where people are starving because they can't buy enough food, how can people spend money on how they look when it shouldn't fucking matter what you look like? But on the other hand, I do also appreciate the fact that people do care what they look like and... having
but
surgery can
but you've probably spent the same amount on tattoos as you would do for a boob implant, so it's
oh
relative,
yeah, definitely, but I don't
do
see,
you know what I mean,
yeah.
So you're but because yours is not it, like tattoos is cosmetic, it's like
yeah
it's
I guess
to look a certain way, so the same as
sorry can you but just hold the line caller, I've just got to go and open the front door to my daughter who's just walked home on her own.
Oh Jesus,
so if you
Christ
can sing some
stuff.
Like jingle music to entertain,
it's like, do you know what I mean, like the work phone, the doorbell's going. Well, I'll just tell you about myself because Amy's clearly not bothered and not interested. She's
it's all right, Lola's alive, she's alive. Oh.
This is the first day she walked home on her own.
No, she walked home. She's done it another day. So this is the second day she's walked home from her tutors on her own. It's only round the corner, but still, you know.
How did she feel?
She's very pleased with herself. Are you very pleased with yourself, Lola?
Yeah, are you
going
to go upstairs?
No, I'm going to wait here so you can go upstairs.
Yeah.
Go on.
Off you go.
Off you go. You
can now tell her to get the milk. Get the milk. Get the milk.
Oh, what, from the shop?
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, could I send her up the shop? Because we have got a shop at the end of our road, but you have to cross. Even though there is a zebra crossing, you do have to cross, like, a main road. And I'm just... I don't know. And the whole money
you'd,
thing...
You'd have to look... You'd have to watch her a few times.
Yeah.
Come on, go up, Gax. Go up, Gax, lol. Come on, Lola.
If
go
I
up,
drank
Gax.
Alcohol... and it was 20 years ago, or smoked, I'd probably be more inclined for her to go and get me fags. My cousin used to go when... This is a terrible story, but when... My cousin's 2 years younger than me, and I think when she was probably about 9 and I was 11, she used to write on a bit of paper, pretend that she was her mum, saying, I'm going to, you know, please give my daughter 20 fags or whatever. So we used to go and buy fags. She taught me how to smoke when I was 11 and she was 9. My cousin Katie.
That's terrible, Amy. You're not supposed to be telling people that. That's awful.
Yeah. Not proper. I mean, obviously, that's the first time I had a cigarette. I didn't start smoking until I was like 13. Because that's better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I hate
that's
smoking.
Awful.
Like, that is one of my biggest... I just hate it now. I didn't smoke
but
for that long.
Around the world, there are kids smoking like as young as 5, 7, 8.
Yeah. It's terrible, but, isn't it? But yeah, so anyway, so I've had...
Your boobs.
Yeah,
back
I've had
your boobs.
Nice flowers tattooed on my boobs. So when people see my boobs, they think, oh, that's a nice tattoo. Not, fucking hell, say it about it.
So anyway, on to the dating. How's the dating going?
Well, I have actually got something very exciting to tell you.
So you mean you're going to tell me online? And not in person.
Well, I haven't seen you, have I? And it's only just happened. I'm going to Bristol tomorrow. I'm being taken to Bristol tomorrow to go meet someone because he really wants to meet me. And he was like, oh, will you come to Bristol if I pay for you and get you a hotel?
Who's having the kids?
They're with their dad.
What on? Oh, it's Friday, isn't it? Tomorrow. See, I don't even know what fucking day it is. So hang on a minute.
I know. I'm living the fucking life. I've never been to Bristol and I've always wanted to go.
Oh, it's amazing.
And since, I mean, obviously I'm up for stuff. Do you know what I mean? But in my head.
We know. We know you're up for a lot, Amy.
In my head, I was thinking, just say yes to everything, like our mate Lou. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, all right. If you're going to pay for me to come and put me up in a hotel, because I'd said to him, like, because he was obviously, they say, oh, what are you looking for? And I was like, I'd really like just to go away for the weekend every now and then, because I don't do that. I don't know if I really want a relationship and all that shit, but it'd just be nice to do something with someone. And he was like, well, do you want to come to Bristol? And I was a bit like, no, because we've got brunch. We're going out for brunch on Saturday. I was like, I've got to be back for 11:30. But yeah, it's happening.
You ain't coming back, mate.
No,
I am not coming back.
I am coming because he's got stuff to do on Saturday. So I am going to come back. It's only an hour and a half on the train. I was like, fuck it.
What's his name?
I've not thought of a name. He's got a clothes brand. So he's like a clothes.
Because I'm trying to think.
It's, but it's male. It's male. I wouldn't say. Well, I guess streetwear, like urban wear.
Is he a bit Vanilla Ice? Does he look like Vanilla Ice?
He does not look like Vanilla Ice. No.
Does he look like Eminem?
No, I don't really know who he looks like. I'll find out tomorrow.
Oh.
But yeah.
What do you mean you don't know what he looks like? I've seen pictures of him.
I have seen pictures of him.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm excited. I'm like, fuck it. Why not? I can work on the train.
But make sure that he sends you confirmation of your reservation.
I will do.
Yeah. And I want to know, like, details of where it is, which hotel you're staying in, so that I can make sure you're safe.
Okay, Mum.
You are just a loose child.
Fuck it. Loose. Life is for living. And why not? My kids are going away for the weekend. I've not been away. When was the last time we went away? Do you know what I mean?
Last year,
I haven't been in a hotel for time.
Ever. For time.
For time, bruv. So I was like, fuck it. Why not? If someone wants to treat me, then why shouldn't I?
No, I absolutely agree. You go and swing from them chandeliers, darling. You go for it. You knock your socks off.
So, yeah.
Well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
pretty much. I've been chatting to people. There haven't really been anyone. Oh, I met a guy, didn't I? I did meet a guy and we arranged to. He was like, oh, because I obviously have my free weekends, like every other weekend. So my time is very limited. And he was like, oh, do you want to chat? Like, I just started messaging him during the day and he was like, oh, I'm walking home. Like, do you want to FaceTime? I was like, yeah, fine. I wasn't talking to him for like 2 hours.
I can't believe
and,
that.
Because we were going to meet up then a couple of days later. And I'd said to him, like, because we talked about it, and I was like, it's hard because my time is very precious. So if I make plans with someone, if that then doesn't happen, for them it might just be like, madness. Oh, well, it wasn't a biggie because I don't know them. But for me, it's like, that's my fucking Saturday night. I could have done something else. Like, I'm not always that fussed that I'm not seeing the person. It's just because I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean? So we'd had that conversation.
Yeah.
And we'd made plans. And then I didn't hear from him. But
yeah, that's and I think that's what a lot of people say about dating. I think, and all those apps, because they kind of, I guess this it's like a candy shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
You pick one up, you try it, give it a lick, put it back. Let's try another one. Oh, I don't like that one. Let me try that. Oh, another one's come up that I like.
Yeah, I ain't going shopping with you for sweets.
Well, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just so many choices. Yeah, exactly. There's so much choice.
And that's, the thing is,
and
that's
they
fine.
Don't know what they really want. Yeah. And actually, no, they do know what they want. Most of them.
It's manners.
Want, like, you know.
It's, all you got to do is say, oh, I'm sorry, something's come up. It's fine. That's fine. Just let me know.
But I think that your age group probably is, you know, if you're putting in 27 to 37... That's going to give you those kind of people.
My age is 28 to 50. 99% of the guys that I get notifications from are 28. There are no men aged from 30 to 40 that contact me. I get the odd one over 40, but it's rare. And I have actually matched with a couple of guys that I was like, oh, okay, so you're an adult. Maybe this might, you know... But it's just not happened.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's just... It's not because that's what I want. It's like they're the only ones that I get any attention from.
I think maybe, and I think, you know, guys of 28 to 32, for instance, like they're quite into the tattoo thing, aren't they?
They're into older women. Like,
and they're older, but they like the tattoo thing. Like a lot of guys that age have got loads of tattoos, so they're not afraid to date a lady with lots of tattoos. It's, that don't bother them. But I think a guy of 40, 50, like, that's not our generation, really.
Maybe
that's not something that. I mean, I've got no tattoos. You've got like 2,400 of them. So I think it's an image thing as well, isn't it? It's just like what people like, what people don't like. But, I am honestly wish you all the best.
Thanks very much.
And I hope you come back on Saturday.
I'm coming back. Because I was trying to get him to come here because it's easier. Because obviously then I haven't got a... But then I was like, actually, no. It would be nice to...
No, it's really nice to do something different. Well, should we tell everybody what we're doing on Saturday?
What are we doing on Saturday?
This is our last outing.
Oh, what, going out? Yeah, we're going out, aren't we? We've got a brunch booked with our
and a pub afterwards. But this will be the last one for...
Well, we don't know, do we? We don't know how long it's going to be going on for.
No, because we had a session in the park. That was lovely.
Yeah.
For my birthday.
Yeah.
It was quite messy. Felt like a teenager again, and now we've got another one. So we'll tell you all about it. The girls are hilarious. We've got a couple of naughty ones in there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everyone is, because it's like everyone's let out, isn't it?
Yeah, you go a bit like, well, we went out on Saturday for Sasky, one of our guests that we've had on. It was her 40th. I know. Can you believe she's 40?
No.
She's going to kill me for saying she's 40. Yeah, her stage name was 30. But we, I mean, how many bottles of Prosecco did me and Sarah, your sister, drink?
I don't actually know, but all I do know is that that it was just constant drinks being poured. Just constant. And most of them landing over me from people dancing and just chucking them about. And I was like, did I used to get this covered in booze when I was drinking?
No.
Or is it just because I'm not
that
drinking?
Was Nicole.
That was Nicole,
wasn't it?
That was.
She was like, she'd ram the glass in your hand, tell you to hold it while she looked for something in her purse. Meanwhile, as it came towards me, all the contents would come out, and I'd be like, watch out to hold an empty glass, because you've actually tipped most of it on me. It was good, though, but that excitement is, I think, what's going to happen on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
It's like you got your eyes, they're just like, you can't help it.
It's just
you
so nice.
You cannot help it, especially
out.
If you're a drinker.
It's just nice being out and being with your mates and having a dance, and it's just so nice. And obviously, now that's all stopping again.
I know it's gonna be a difficult one. Yeah. I think this will be the test. This next phase because if we go back to full kind of lockdown, which I don't think we'll get to that.
I don't think it will get to that stage.
I don't think it will. But if it gets to that stage, then I think that's when it'll be hard.
Yeah.
I think we could still cope with. You know, six in a group. I mean, Scotland are not including under-12s, are they?
Oh, aren't they?
So they're just doing six adults, no.
Okay.
So it's like six adults and under-12s are exempt.
Yeah.
So it's Scotland, they've got Christmas, we haven't. What about your family? How many of you in your family?
Well, there's 11 or 13. I'll have to count in my head. I think there's 11... it's only my children that are under 12. Well, everyone else is an adult because my sister's youngest is going to be 18 in a couple of weeks.
Well, no, but here, Juno, Lola, and Idris are counted as an adult. They're counted as one person.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then we're fucked.
But
we're households. Like, my mum and dad and Sarah, we practically all live in the same house anyway, and Claire and her kids. So it's only two households.
Yeah. It's not going to be allowed. It doesn't matter how we get. And like, when they were talking about the fines, I was like, geez, Louise, like, it's going to be.
What, so you can't fines. Have more than six people in a house? What if you've got more than six people in your house?
You can't do it, Amy. Like, them's the rules.
What if you've got five children and two parents? Has one of the kids got to move out?
Well, I mean, that's one household, isn't it? Or one household. That's one household. So that would be fine.
Right.
But it's like, if you're not a household and you've got... And say like me and you, we'd be all right.
Yeah.
And Idris, but... And Sarah... Would Sarah be allowed to come as well? Yeah, Sarah would be okay. But then we couldn't have your mum and dad.
Right, okay. You just got to pick your favourite ones, haven't you?
Yeah,
choose who
but
you
your
like.
Mum and dad could go to Claire... One, two.
No, there's five of them.
Yeah. No, there's five of them buggers,
yeah.
Aren't there?
They're fucked. They'll just have to look at each other.
Or, I don't know. It's just, hopefully it'll have eased off by Christmas. But, you know, when you talk about, like, colds, coughs.
Yeah.
Norovirus, sicknesses.
Yeah.
Just like, then it's going to be difficult to know what's a bug, what's coronavirus.
Well, yeah. It's just... stressful. There's I haven't told you this yet either, but I took my mum and dad to Kent yesterday to go and see my dad's brother, who sadly has got dementia, and due to COVID, my aunt couldn't deal with him anymore, basically, because his behaviour had just got really out of hand. So he had to get taken in and put somewhere, but he's been put like an hour away from where they live. It took us an hour and a half to get there, but it's a beautiful place. Kent's lovely. It was a really nice drive.
Lovely.
It's so beautiful. And he is in a really lovely place. And, I took them to go and see him. And obviously it was an extremely emotional day. It was very upsetting, but he's in a very nice place. And he looked as well as he, you know, it was as good as it could be in those circumstances.
But, right, okay.
So because he's only allowed one visitor per week. So because my mum and dad have now seen him, his wife and his family can't go and see him this week. Even though that was, obviously, it's good for him to see different people.
I know, but that's confusing, yeah, isn't it?
They can have one visitor a week because of COVID. She didn't see, he didn't, I think it was 4 months that she couldn't see him for when he went in. And people deteriorate. If they're not in contact with their loved ones. Like, my mum said that you could see, because he's always had a sparkle in his eye, my uncle. And she said that as my dad was talking to him, like, you could see, like, as time went on, he started coming back a bit, you know. And
yeah, totally.
If he was seeing someone every day and chatting to him every day, surely that would help him. But obviously, that can't happen. It's like, there's so many effects of what's going on that aren't related directly to, you know, people having the virus and getting sick. It's like, it's everyone else. It's like the funerals that can't happen, the people that you can't visit. So that's been fucking awful for people.
I know. And it is, but it's been very isolating for, you know, for so many, I guess, communities and groups of people. And you know, like, especially the older generation, where in their time, like, okay, it's not easy for us to deal with it, but we can accept that this has happened and we're just going to deal with it. But for the older generation, it's really disturbing, because, you know, there are things like Alzheimer's, there are things like, you know, mental health issues, there are things like, you know, food poverty, you know, fuel poverty. They can't get out, they can't see people, they feel isolated. They felt isolated before, and this has just kind of worsened the effects for people, older people.
Yeah.
You know, they might have gone for a little walk with, you know, Edna from number 47. Now they can't do it because one of them is a high risk, or they can't go to their dinner and dance or their bingo. And all of these things are things they've probably done for 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've never stopped doing them.
Yep.
But now this has stopped people doing so many things. I think that's the...
And realistically, until there's a vaccine, that's not going to change.
There won't be a vaccine. It's a virus. It's like, I don't understand why people are just not getting it. How can you... When you go to the doctors and you say, and he says, is it a virus? And you go, oh, I think so. And he goes, can't give you antibiotics. Why not? Can't give you antibiotics for a virus. So what makes people think there's going to be a vaccine?
Well, I suppose it's like the flu thing, isn't it? Because you get flu shot, don't you?
Yeah, but there's different kinds of flu, influenza. Yeah.
They just protect there's you from the worst, you know, getting
they
it.
But I'd never have a flu jab, and I will not be having the vaccine, because it's not going to...
But you're not... I suppose you are high risk, aren't you? Because you've had cancer. Are you still high risk, or have you got or have had it... Well, I suppose it wasn't that long ago either,
No, I'm not high risk. I won't be high risk. I wasn't high risk. I had a letter to say that you had to shield... But then you were fine. I guess it's just about being sensible and not putting anybody else at risk.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done right throughout. That's what me and you have done throughout the whole thing. It's like just being really sensible, really clear about, you know, boundaries and, you know, and I think that's what you've got to do. You know what your boundaries are. I would never have a flu shot, for instance. If I don't have symptoms, I'm not going to be taking a test. There's certain things that I think as an individual, as a human being, you just have to be responsible for yourself and your own decisions. I absolutely will wear a mask, I think it's, you know, but actually I feel like even when we're coming up to Christmas, actually wearing a mask protects you and protects everybody else. And that's the, even though there's, you know, no actual scientific proven research done about coronavirus or and masks. Well, actually, it might protect me from getting a common cold, or it might protect me from getting the, you know, the norovirus. So I'm kind of taking it on that slant, really.
Yeah. Because that's...
But you... yeah.
The other... Because I was talking to my mum and dad the other day, and I was like, fuck, are you still going to come over? Because they've been coming and staying every other weekend. But obviously the girls are back to school now, and I was like, shit, is that, you know, are you going to feel comfortable coming over? And they said that they would. I said, the thing is, because otherwise they won't see us, you know?
Oh, they'll be, yeah.
And I was like, obviously if the girls are showing any symptoms or they're not well, then we'll have to, you know, I can take their temperature and stuff and we'll have to evaluate the situation. But I did an antibody test. I've had it. Well,
yeah.
According to the antibody test that I did, you know, I have had it, which I did think I did. I did. So, and I think that my dad had it as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure that my dad had it as well at the start of the year because he basically had all of the symptoms.
I agree.
So my mum's already, well, if that is the case, then my mum's been exposed to it anyway. She might well have had it, but just not had any symptoms. I think the girls have had it. So I, although that doesn't mean that we can't get it again or we can't give it to someone else. I mean, I don't fucking know, but if that is the case, then I was all right. And I'm not too worried because I do feel like we've kind of been, and my parents are, touch wood, healthy, you know, so.
Yeah, they are. But they are older. So you would, like you'd say, for instance, your situation, if the girls or you were showing symptoms, you would just take a test.
Yes, yeah.
And then it would be like, well, if it was or it wasn't, at least then, you know, your folks can come over. And like, that is the sensible approach.
Yeah.
Because what you wouldn't want to do at this stage is maybe to expose your dad to, you know, something. And he, you know, he was quite poorly for quite a long time.
He was really sick. He was really sick. He lost half a stone.
Yeah.
He was sick for a month. Like, we didn't see him because we go to see, well, for the last few years, we've been to see Star Wars on my birthday because that's just after Christmas. And I remember I waited for him because he wasn't well. And then in the end, I ended up going to see it just with the girls because I couldn't wait any longer. You know, it was the end of January by then. That's how long he was sick for. Like, we didn't see him for a month. But we had no idea at that time.
No. And in that situation, you know, those tests are really good because they'll just allow you to, you know, 100% see your folks. That's that's it. And I think it is about that. I think it is about keeping the communication, keeping the, you know, your families, like, making sure that they are staying over your house every other week, because that's good for them and it's good for you.
Yes.
And it's good for your kids. Yes. Like, when I went home to see my mum, like, the first time, like, it takes time to get into the swing of things. And then the second time when I saw my mum and she came to London from Wales, like, she was in a panic. She was in an absolute panic. Like, coming to London, you know, in South Wales, there weren't many cases. She's coming into somewhere where potentially she's, you know, she could catch something. And actually, it was really good for her to come here. She got on the train and that was her choice, her decision.
Yeah.
We went to the centre of London, had something to eat. That was her choice. And it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And when I went back to Wales, I felt like it was good to take her away from the situation and give her a break from her own house. Because you can get monotonous. I don't know, like, I'm here all day. I'm cleaning. I'm, you know, making sure Idris has, like, done all his stuff. And yet I still look around and I go, why isn't my fucking house, like, sparkling? What the fuck?
You never have a clean house with kids or animals. I'll fucking hoover. I hoover every day because my cat molts so much. And he literally walks in from the garden and just kind of, as he walks, the hair just flies off of him.
I know.
You just like, fucking, what is the point? But yeah, I mean, it's a house. When you work from home, that is the only thing because you're constantly then, you work twice as hard because you do all the house shit as well. Like, my washing machine's on constantly.
It's mental. But I do, but I am like, I know we've got to finish in a minute, but the one amazing thing that's come out of this is that I've just embraced this whole working from home. I think it's incredible for single parents to be able to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my job and I can't wait to get back out in the community. And I, you know, I went yesterday and went to a place in Tottenham, which is called Harmony Gardens. It's in Broadwater Farm. And it's Edible London are using it to grow food to actually, that's how they're growing all the food. And then that obviously gets given as packages. But it was, yeah, I loved going, loved being out in the community.
Yeah.
But I have so loved being working from home.
Yeah.
Like, and I know, like, you know, what's his name? Lord Sugar was on the TV yesterday spatting about, we've all got to get back, like, you know, the sort of, the public sector's got to get back to work and we're a lazy bunch of, you know, whatever, whatever.
You're joking.
You, no, he was like, he was going into one, like, we all should get back. And what he wants us to get back for is for renters to get, obviously, their rental from their, you know, corporate properties.
Yep.
And for us to keep spending our money in, like, Costas, in all these corporate companies.
Yep.
And it's like, and then to keep buying, like, work clothes, work shoes, work shit, shit that you don't need.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, I don't want to get in debt again.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to spend £5 on lunches. And you do your best to make your own stuff, but sometimes there's no time to do it.
Yeah. Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
We've had this, you know, chat before, and I'm not... I actually don't agree with Boris's, you know, kickstart the economy by us all going back to work. Well, you know, it takes me an hour to get to work. Probably takes me an hour and 15 minutes to get home. That's and an hour for lunch. I'm losing like you know, 3-4 hours. I'm actually working more when I'm at home because I really want to make it work.
Yeah,
I really want to. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, right. I appreciate. Well, obviously, I appreciate the fact that I can work from home because I've been able to take my kids to school.
Yeah.
So and that's fine. I don't miss getting on the train. I don't miss any of that. So I do really appreciate that. And I think it is good. I think it's good for people. That's the only... There's a couple of good things to have come out of this whole experience. And I think people have reconnected more with how... With life. Like, it's not all about rushing around.
Yeah.
Doing 20,000 million things every day. You know, it's...
yeah.
It's given some time to breathe. And, I mean, obviously, for the very fortunate ones and the ones that haven't been completely fucked and now haven't got any money... Or lost their jobs, or I mean,
or being made redundant. I think that figure will just is expecting to rise in October.
Yeah.
When the scheme, you know, when the scheme is over and people are made redundant.
Yeah.
You know, right now they don't know they're being made redundant until October. It's. I think that's going to be the crunch point.
Yeah.
That moment. And I mean, there's thousands.
I spoke to my boss yesterday, obviously with the DJ agency. And we're going to have to wait and see. At the end of October, we're going to have an idea of whether or not clubs are going to be opening anytime soon. And if they're not, then that's it. You know, if we're not getting any money in the foreseeable future, then that's there's no more work. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, until things do start picking up again. But obviously, you can't. How long aren't you going to get paid for? You know, you've got mortgages to pay. So it's
And your employer, how long can he keep paying before even it starts to affect his, you know, he can pay because he's obviously, and he's been great in that respect.
He's really been brilliant. He's not paid himself, but he's paid me. So he's been amazing.
You can't do that for long, can you?
But no, he can't do that forever. There needs to be some light at the end of the tunnel now. And if there's not, then, but I think there will be, I think it's going to be all right. I'm thinking positively because
we've all got to keep doing this podcast, Amy.
Yes,
we've got to keep making the nation laugh. We've got to keep talking about your dating and we'll do a bit of an update, won't we, on how it went in Bristol.
Yes. And yeah.
Right, I've got to run to go and pick up my child.
All right, darling. Well, lovely seeing you.
All right, love.
Love you.
Lovely to see you. Love you, loads.
Love you.
Bye,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
How was that little lot?
Oh, it was lovely.
Wasn't it nice?
Oh, it was lovely.
To be fair, we didn't touch on any naughty subjects apart from you going to Bristol.
I know, but that's not going to be naughty. We're just going to have nice dinner.
No, you're not. You're going to get your leg over.
Over the dining room chair, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be you're going to be filthy.
No, I'm not. I'm very... I am.
Oh. No, you're not. You're
so anyways, I'm going.
Listen, always the quiet ones that drink water in the corner are the ones that you've got to watch.
Yep.
Standard. Eyes on you, Sonny. Eyes on you.
We haven't been naughty. We've been indoors for 6 months. So there's nothing really, have we? Or have we done anything naughty? See, I can't remember anything.
I don't know. We've done some funny things, but, you're doing a podcast, you can't bloody fucking remember anything.
We've had 10,000, over 10,500 downloads now.
Yeah, we did that a couple of weeks ago. We did that. We've probably had 20,000 downloads by now.
Well, maybe.
When I think you posted it, when you posted... all of our episodes. What number are we on again?
This is number 25.
So we've done 25. That's big in the game, that is.
It is big in the game.
We are
big in the game.
Yeah, we might not have won any awards yet. We might not be, however many millions, Scroobius Pip, but we're big in the game.
I'm very pleased with what we're doing. Our little thing.
I'm on it.
Like a bonnet.
We've got some... Yeah, we're on it like a bonnet. But we've got some quite good exciting stuff, haven't we,
exciting stuff.
And I think the more we get into it and the more we kind of we're honing our skills, did you like that word? the better it'll be for our listeners.
The less shit we talk, the better it will be.
Maybe not.
Maybe
people I think somebody did say to me actually, I quite like it when your son or Amy's kids interrupt you or the doorbell goes or so. They said it's like being in a soap opera.
Oh,
it's reality, isn't it?
It is reality.
Yeah,
we're doing this while we're doing everything
else.
We're
not doing it in a studio.
No. I don't think they'd let us in.
No. Not with the shit we talk about. Fuck off. Go home.
But yeah, you never know. But yeah, if there's anyone you'd like to talk us to, if you've got a shit story you want to share, just...
Did you just say a shit story? if you've got a shit story to share, come to the Mama Mama podcast.
We love a shit story. Yeah. Safe. Yeah, baby. Mama Mama pod.
Mama Mama pod.
Mum and Mama pod.
Pod.
But yeah. I don't... Yeah. Everything's all right, isn't it? In the impending doom. We're all right.
You've just, you look like you're off to a festival rave again.
I've got my brightly coloured hoodie on. I've got to go and get Juno from Naila's house in a minute, and I've just got put my comfy clothes on, and I'm thinking, shall I just walk down the street like this?
Just walk down the street like that, Amy. Yeah, just look like normal clothes.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm getting in the bath, because I really
stink.
Thank
God for that.
Again.
Yeah.
I know. I have been a busy girl all day.
I know. You are a busy. You're always busy. You've got a lot of responsibilities. What have you eaten today?
I've eaten a banana, an orange, and some Greek yogurt.
That's not a lot.
No, I know. I'm starving.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I feel like I'm going to eat. I want to eat you across the screen right now.
Oh.
Amy, you're clutching at your boobs. You're thinking about Saturday, Friday.
I'm actually trying to warm my hands up because my hands are cold. It's not that cold. God, Robert, where are you?
I've just had a smoothie and it's cold.
You wait until you get to Bristol.
I know. I'm so excited.
Love Bristol. We've got a tag Bristol. Love it.
I've never
it's
been.
It's fucking wicked city. So my my friend Tito is in Bristol. Yeah, it's wicked. It's brilliant. It's got a brilliant scene. It's got brilliant nightlife, brilliant restaurants.
I'm not going to see
really
any of
diverse.
It. I'm not going to see any of it. No, I'm going to get
well,
a guided tour.
Well, if you go like into the station and then obviously go round, you might see a little bit of it.
Yeah. In the Uber,
you might just see the ceiling of a Holiday Inn, eh?
I ain't fucking going to a Holiday Inn. Tell ya.
Why, where are you staying?
I don't know yet, but I said it better be nice.
Send him a really like 5-star hotel. Yeah. I'll stay here. I don't come out for anything less than this.
I'm like a high-end fucking escort. Oh, maybe that's what I should do. You earn all right, didn't you, doing that?
I'm not sure you'd get them. I'm not sure them boobs you'd get anywhere, though.
I'd have to get them.
Do you know what they'd do? Do you know what they'd do? You'd get to the table and they'd go, it's 10,000 to get your tits done, love.
I don't mind.
Oh, anyway.
All right, love.
No. Oh, now she's picking her nose. Lovely.
It's runny.
Lovely. See, I said you got a cold, didn't I?
My hay fever's been absolutely awful these past couple of weeks. Like, crazy bad.
Honestly, you and your kids, right, are just germ buckets. You're, like, lily livered. You're, like, wet pancakes. Oh, my knee, allergies, my
allergies.
Head.
Oh, yeah,
it's everything, isn't it?
I'm just sick note. That's what Nicole calls me, sick note.
You are a bit sick note. You are. I think you should start drinking alcohol again.
No.
And then, you know, these things wouldn't happen.
And then you'll see sick note. Fucking hell. Oh. Anyway,
have a lovely evening, morning, afternoon, whatever time of day you listen to us. Have a lovely time listening.
Yes.
And we'll be back next Sunday with a very special guest next week.
Very special guest next week. Very exciting.
And with some exciting news. Yes. We can reveal it next week, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. We're not on the telly, not yet. But if anybody wants to put us in a film, feel free. Anyway.
All right, love you, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.